Soldiers After Dark, Friendly Tabernacle Part 2, with my brother Nick, our brother Johnny, we just want to tell you what we got going on here. What do you got going on here, Johnny?
Man, we're chilling, man. We got the prayer tent up Tuesday night, Friendly Tabernacle, Soldiers of the Cross, you know, just chilling out here. Tuesday, we plan on getting a men's Bible study, you know, just a fellowship, get to know the Lord and hang out, man, and get closer to Christ, you know, plan on showing everybody how to read their Bible. A lot of times when I ask Christians and I ask people, hey, you read your Bible? And the first response is, I don't understand it. And a lot of times God's been putting on my heart to tell them, like, hey, is that it? You're giving up on God? That's it? No more? You're not going to try to understand it? You're not going to dig in a little deeper? And that's where I was at with my walk. And lately I've just been trying to dig in and just focus. Like, because I used to have that excuse, man, I don't understand it. That's it. I'm giving up. And just focus on little paragraphs or little scriptures and just go from there and start memorizing them. And pretty soon you're reading chapter after chapter. And by doing that, it just blesses your life. When problems arrive, you know, you got scripture. You got scripture to feed your mind, to feed your heart, and to feed that anger problem, whatever you're going through, you know?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I know you go to Celebration Center, right?
Yeah, Celebration Center, yeah.
And the pastor over there is...
Mark Hammond.
Mark Hammond. Good. Tell us a little bit about Celebration Center.
All right, Celebration Center is wonderful. Sundays they have church 8:30 and 10:30. Man, Mark and Nicole, man, they're wonderful, good pastors, man. They do their, you know, they love the people, and they're there to help. I see a lot of people getting saved and getting to know the Lord. And what I learned about Celebration Center, what I didn't know about a church is having a church family. And I feel that at Celebration Centers, and I feel family. I feel welcome. I feel loved. I look forward for Sundays of going to Celebration Center. It's a real blessing to be there, man. And I'm great to be part of it. Mark and his wife and the Celebration church family are doing a good job right there.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been there for a service. I've been there for a couple different events we've had.
Uh-huh.
And I've had nothing but, like, warm welcomes.
Yeah.
So, I can put my stamp. I haven't been to a service, but a lot of my friends go.
Yeah.
And they got nothing but amazing things to say about Pastor Mark. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And, that, and just what made me kind of just want to pick up the mic, because you said the family, the church family, that's what they talked about too.
Nice.
And so, like, you saying that just kind of confirms what, like, the other things I heard about Celebration Center.
And when you're going to church and when you're going somewhere, especially Soldiers Across, a perfect example, you want to feel welcome. You want to feel loved. You want to feel cared for. At least I do, at least as a believer. But that's what it says in the Bible, as a believer, to love on them and care for them and help them out and look out for them, you know, not just to leave them there hanging, burning, and just whatever. You know, a believer you want to show love to and you want to care for, man, and you just want a fellowship like what we're doing with each other, man. It's a blessing. You know, we can be home with our families on a Tuesday, but we decide to be out here, you know, cause we want to, if just one person shows up or if 100 people shows up, we're going to sit here and be out here. And it's a blessing to be doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Amen to that. So unity, yeah. Amongst the brothers, getting in the word, I heard, just getting deeper and not, like you say always, Nick, not, sitting on the surface. Diving deep, and because that's what's going to guide us and direct us for life, man.
Yeah.
It's the instruction manual.
Yeah.
Pick it up and read it.
Yep.
Pick it up and read it.
Big time. And a lot of time, people like that are new to church, their church hurt. And they've been to a certain church. They've been somewhere and they're like, man, the pastor, they were mean to me. And don't let that experience you had or you have going to a church where you didn't feel welcome, you didn't feel loved, and it was just a bad experience, because that's not Jesus. That's not God. Jesus didn't fail you. The church did. And if you're feeling that kind of hurt, you show up here on Tuesday so you can get equipped with reading the Bible, putting your full armor of God on, and you'll be ready and you'll learn the true love Jesus has for you. And once you learn that, no church, no nothing would affect your love you have for Christ.
I mean, we have that conversation a lot, but it's Remember, he didn't come to condemn us.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what anybody tells you, if you feel condemned, then that's not love.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you might need a lesson you need to learn out of that. You know, you still have to approach that person with love. If they don't understand the word, you can't judge them with the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, as a person my walk is pretty young, but sometimes it's hard to watch people, like, admonish people, and it's like, bro, they're not on your level.
No.
Absolutely. So let's just take it back down to love, yeah, the very basics.
Absolutely.
And then we can work our way up. Because they're not going to understand anything other than that. They're not ready for anything other than love. You know what I mean? So a lot of times what ends up happening is just that. They get pushed away and get confused. I don't want to get in that book.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, think about it this way. You know, when we come to the Lord and we first start reading the Bible, how hard it is to pick up the King James Version. You know what I mean?
It's super hard.
So if someone's yelling at you in that language, you ain't even going to understand it anyways.
You don't even want
to
hear it.
Yeah. So, hey, take it back down to the rookie stuff. I'm not saying the NIV's rookie, but for me, that's what I read.
Yeah.
Because it helps me understand it.
Amen.
And if that helps me get deeper into the word, then I'm all for that.
Amen.
I don't care what Christian translation you're reading. If you're in ESV, you know, as long as it's a Christian one, not one of them other funky, you know, cults. Amen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. But
whatever it is, whatever it takes, even if you got to read the comic books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're reading those comic Bibles, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because you'll see, you're going to be like, I need to know what was really said here.
Yeah.
I want to get more context. I'm ready to go deeper.
Amen.
You know, we're over here on the surface. Like Anthony was saying, I was talking to a couple brothers, and it's like, we're at the surface, and it's like, evil and sin is just ready to pluck us out of the water.
Yeah.
We got to get deeper with the scripture.
Amen. It says the devil roars around like a lion.
Yeah.
So as soon as you're ready to fall, as soon as you're ready to fall, the devil, you know, like a lion sees prey. As soon as you're ready to fall, and that lion just ready to just get you, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever your sin is, he's going to feed off it. I mean, that's what scripture helps. You know, Jesus, when he was tempted for the 40 days, it says scripture. To resist the devil, he scripture.
He used that was the food.
Amen.
Yeah, that was the bread of life.
And every day, as a man, as a woman, we're going to be tempted. We're going to be tempted every single day. There's going to be some kind of temptation, something that's going to trigger you, something that's going to get you anger. And that's what scripture is there for. It's to feed your heart, to feed your mind. And whenever a problem arises, you could just spit a scripture, man, or remember a scripture, or remember to open up your Bible and go to a scripture, and it's just a big help, you know? Absolutely.
Amen.
Hey, but this is what we're doing. You want to come and do this with us on the street?
Yeah.
This,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, it's what we do.
We hang out with Junior too.
Yeah,
when Junior came, I thought he was somebody off the street.
Hey, I'm gonna get you on camera, bro.
But
We hang out, man. Everybody thinks, I don't want to say everybody, a lot of people think that don't go to church, like, oh man, it's boring, I don't want to hear none of that. But like, come fellowship, come hang out, man, and get to know the Lord, and it'll change your life for the better. For man, your life will change dramatically, and you'll be blessed. Man.
So, Johnny, you're like mid-30s, right?
37.
Married?
Yep. Married, 6 kids.
All boys, right?
5 boys, 1 girl.
Oh, wow. 5 boys, 1 girl, man. That's amazing. Yeah. So, the unity, man, the unity of the brotherhood is what really strives for you and drives you to get into your word when you're tempted, and the enemy is experimenting all these things. You combat the devil with scripture.
Hey, amen. That's absolutely every time. Cause if it wasn't for scripture and the Lord, I'd lost my mind. I lost my mind and lost my cool, and I'd probably be in prison, probably doing life. Cause I wouldn't be able to, I always had anger problems. I got triggered from waiting in line, you know, waiting in the grocery line. But with the Lord, man, I'm able to beat those temptations and those anger problems. And it's a big blessing, man. And I continue to, it doesn't mean all my problems are gone, but when a problem does arrive, I know the Lord, he's there to help me. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. So every time you feel yourself getting angry, you know where to go to in the Word.
Oh, absolutely. I instantly go to prayer. I actually go to prayer in my head. I'm start praying, and I'm good. And it's a big blessing, dude. It's awesome.
Amen. So prayer, instead of getting angry and bitter, you go to the Lord.
Amen.
With your anger.
Absolutely, bro. Every time I'm constantly talking to the Lord all day long, because if I don't, I'm going to fall short.
Amen.
Quick. And amen. Stay focused on the Lord. Keep him in front of me. I try to make it where and I'm human. I mess up, bro. Is every decision, everything I do, I put the Lord first.
Amen.
And I try to live by that. Doesn't mean I don't fall short of that.
So like prayer, reading your word,
bro. Just prayer, fellowship, praising them. You know what I mean? Talking to them. A lot of more. I would say praying, but it's more of talking to them, just having a conversation like we are all day long. Just talking to them, asking, hey, should I make it right here, or okay, I'm gonna go to Walmart today. What Walmart should I go to? Should I go to the one in Ceres, McHenry, or over here on Pellendale? I mean, over here on Prescott, over here, I just go. You know, I feel like God will speak to me, Holy Spirit, and I'll go and I'll see someone, pray for someone, talk to someone, and we'll do whatever I gotta do, and just go with my day like
so,
that.
So bringing Him involved in your life and all things,
yes,
everything you're going through, all your circumstances, yes, all your situations.
Yes, you know, my wife actually works full time, and so I take care of the kids. So okay. My wife gets them up for school, and I take them to school, pick them up, get their lunch ready when they get home. You know what I mean? My wife's usually working, so I'm constantly doing the dad thing. And when you're a dad or a mom taking care of kids, angry, and you're going to be kind of like, you can get frustrated easy, bro. And that's when the Lord comes in big time for me and gives me peace. You know, when you got 5-6 kids running around the house going rugrats, you know what
stressful.
I mean? Oh, yeah. And God's gave me a lot of peace and showed me how to be a good dad. You know, and it's been a blessing. I pray that I'm a good dad, like how my Heavenly Father was good to me. I want to love them and love you guys like He loves me.
Amen, amen. You know? That's what we want to do in life, especially to our children. You were speaking to me earlier, and it really reminded me. I was like, man, that reminds me. You said waiting for the Lord, you know? And I think in Psalm 27,
I have my Bible.
You got your phone?
I got my Bible.
Let me see. Psalm 27, I think verse 14. Let's see here.
Yeah, man, just spending time with the Lord, bro. It's good, man. It could probably seem hard at first because all your friends and no one's doing it, man. You probably, like for me, I felt singled out. You know, I come from the neighborhoods, from gangs, from drug infested neighborhoods. And when I first came to Christ in 2020, you know, I just left it all. I just disappeared, man, and said, I'm done with the gang life. I'm done with the drug life. And I'm going to serve Lord 24/7. And I made that decision. It's been the best decision I ever made in my life. I'm 37, and I barely got saved 4 years ago. Or three and a half years ago, and man, I was a little late on my journey, but it's been a blessing.
Hallelujah!
Floyd, put some coffee on the pot.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, I will. I bought some
too. It reminds me of Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be steadfast. Be strong, and let your heart take courage.
Amen. Well
so,
said.
So King David is writing this psalm here, and this was a psalm like King David, man. He was a man of faith.
Yeah.
And he had many mistakes. Yeah. But he was always changing his perspective. He was always coming back to the Lord.
Yeah.
And he says here, wait for the Lord. But the wait here, what really stuck out to me when I was digging and doing my own research, the Hebrew word for the word wait here means like gathering together with like... When you know you work construction,
uh-huh,
and you're like, hey compa, hey homie, come help me move these studs, mm-hmm, or twisting and gathering. So what we're doing here, when you're trying to build this church and your Bible study, you're waiting for the Lord.
Amen.
You're bringing Him to your situation.
Amen.
You're bringing Him to your circumstances, and you're building and gathering with Him.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a blessing. It ain't easy, you know. Just starting a church or starting a Bible study, it can be challenging, you know, just to get people to come, because a lot of people, or at least a lot of new Christians, they don't even know what fellowship means. They don't even know what even serving the Lord, because you know, it was me before. We're so used to serving ourselves and putting ourselves first. Just blinded by the devil, you know, and we couldn't see the light. And that's why I'm so thankful, man, of knowing God. Because, bro, is is I was so selfish. I was so evil. And I was a good person. I always had a smile. I was a good, always had a good heart, buy you a soda, buy you whatever. You know, I'm not saying that, but inside I was evil. I was dark. In 2020, once I started talking to God and God sent Christ, man, it changed my whole life. I used to hate cops with the passion. I couldn't even look at them because I was angry at them, because I always felt like they were trying to take me to jail. But it was always my wrongdoing for them just doing their job. Now I got a love for them. Now I personally wouldn't be nervous or afraid to dial 911. If you know, some trouble was coming before, that wasn't even an option. I had to take care of that, you know, being on the streets. But I got love for them for what they do, because they serve and protect. You know, when you really think about it, and you could get on that horn or get on the phone and dial 911, and you got a bunch of 20 men that'll show up to your house to come protect you, that's a blessing.
That's a Calvary.
You know what I mean? That is a big blessing. That's why I'm thankful to be here, man. And I'm thankful for MPD and the Sheriff's Department and, you know, Higher Patrol for what they do, the ambulance, the firemen, everybody, man. It's a blessing. I just pray that they know Christ, because you can be doing all this good in life. You could be a good person and you don't know Christ. You're going to go to hell. And a lot of people need to get to know God. And that's why it's good to be out here doing what we're doing, man. Just say I was passing by this one day and my pride, of course, would stop me. I can't stop with those dudes, but this would have got my attention. Autumn, like soldiers of the cross, and that's when God would have did the work. Because we don't do the saving. We're just out here promoting his message, promoting his word. The Holy Spirit and God do the saving. We just plant the seeds. You know what I mean? And God does his thing. So we're planting seeds. We're right here on Tully and Bowen planting seeds. People are look how many cars are driving by. Cars are just driving by and they see what we're doing. You know what I mean? And even if they don't stop, we're praying for them. We pray that you're blessed. You pray that you get to know Christ, even if it's not with us. If it's at your house, if it's at another church, it's to get to know Christ, and it'll change your life for the better.
Amen to that, man. Amen to that. So let's end on that note.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Hallelujah. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no, thank you, brother.